Ironically, I want to mention, because I had two recent cases, and exactly as Skip was saying, I was really using the test to find a way to feel comfortable not giving chemotherapy. One was a 46-year-old premenopausal. Her tumor was about a centimeter, node negative, and I send the Oncotype DX, just assuming it's going to be fine, and it comes back high intermediate at 27, 28. And the second, another patient, 54, node negative, also both were grade 2s, I sent the same test. One was 27, one was 28, both in the upper range of the intermediate range. At that point, I gave dose density C times 4. But I don't know what for sure is the right answer there.
Well, can I just go back? I'm looking at Adjuvant Online right now. A 44-year-old with a 1.1 centimeter grade 1 ER-positive tumor actually has an 18% chance of recurrence, according to the model.
Yeah, but run it for mortality. I mean, mortality.
Well, survival. Okay, but I mean...
18% chance of recurrence.
Recurrence. And the benefits of adjuvant chemotherapy in this model, in addition to hormone therapy, would be 3.5% to 4%. And I believe these numbers entirely. The dilemma is that it's an average. And the guess would be that there are going to be people who get more benefit. And if you have a higher score, as you know, the proportionality of benefit goes up in proportion to the score. So these patients you're testing probably merit chemotherapy, or at least strong consideration of it. And by contrast, some women really don't need it at all.